بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وبالسنة المتصل إلى الشيخ الحافظ الحجة أمير المؤمنين في الحديث أبي عبد الله محمد بن إسماعيل بن إبراهيم بن المغيرة البردسبة الجعفي البخاري رحمهم الله ونفعنا بعلومه آمين أنه قال باب شراء الإمام الحوائج بنفسه Most respected elders and friends, all the people that are listening to the program, to the receivers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once again, we resume our discourses on Islamic finance, business and economics from Bukhari Sharif. Whatever we do, it is tawfiq from the side of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Make dua that Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept this gathering, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, the hidayat, the ability to understand these issues and to implement it in our lives. These kind of gatherings invoke the rahmat and the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Sitting here, listening to a discourse of hadith, acquiring knowledge, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned many virtues for that. In one hadith, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala mentions, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من خرج لطلب العلم فهو في سبيل الله حتى يرجع. That person that comes out to seek knowledge, he is in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala until he returns. In another narration, narrated by Hazrat Sakhbar Azdi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من طلب العلم كان كفارة لما مضى. That person that goes out to seek knowledge, that seeking knowledge will become a means of his sins being forgiven. In principle, the minor sins will be forgiven, but in these kind of gatherings, if you make intention of tawbah, then inshallah, even major sins could also be forgiven. In another hadith, Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala narrates, he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيْ يَشْبَعَ الْمُؤْمِنْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَسْمَعُهُ حتى يكون منتهاه الجنة. When a believer listens to any good, something that is of use to him, something that he could practice on deen and shariat, he will never be satisfied until the end result of it will be Jannat and paradise. So we make dua that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and hidayah to understand these issues and to implement it in our lives, in our business practices. Today, we will discuss two issues, two topics. The subject matter for the first topic is it permissible for a leader to go to the bazaar, to the marketplaces, whether it is conventional, whether it is traditional, in today's terms, in the malls, and other business places, to conduct his business, to purchase his personal items. A leader could refer to a leader of a country, a leader could refer to a leader of a town, a leader could refer also to people that command integrity and respect in the community and society. The reason for this question is, bazaars and marketplaces, they are known to be places of evil and vice. Lots of sins are committed there. There are lots of immorality there. So is it permissible for people of respect, integrity, and honor to go to the marketplaces to conduct their business affairs? One Jewish alim, he came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah, Ayyul biqai khair. Which peace on earth is the best? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Askut hatta yaji'a Jibreel. I would keep quiet until Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam comes. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not have the answer. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam came. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, Ayyul biqai khair. Which peace on earth is the best? So Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam mentioned, Mal mas'ulu anha bi'a'lama min as-sa'il. The being that is being asked, that is myself, does not know more than the person that is asking the question, that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will go to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and I will ask Allah this question. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam goes to Allah and he returns. He tells to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that today I have been so close to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, I haven't been more closer than that before. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, how close was that? He said, between me and Allah ta'ala, there were 70,000 veils of noor and light. I asked this question to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentioned that the worst of places are the bazaars, the marketplaces. Wa khairul biqa, and the best of places is masajiduha, the masajid where people gather and make the ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now, from this hadith it appears as though the bazaars, marketplaces are evil places. We shouldn't be going to those places, especially for people of leadership, people of respect and integrity. It does not behove of them to go to these places. But Shariat had a very balanced approach. On one side, Shariat takes into consideration the evil and the vices in the marketplaces. And on the other side, Shariat also takes into consideration practical realities of life. One shouldn't go to the marketplaces unnecessarily, but if there's a need for a person, irrespective of who he may be, he can go to the marketplaces and conduct his business affairs. And another issue, Sharia does not support the concept of exclusivity, where people of leadership, people that command respect and integrity in the community, they stay away completely from what the general masses do. And this was the attitude, this was the thinking and the philosophy of the kuffar. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala refers to how the kuffar used to condemn Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the prophet of the past. Ma li hadhar rasul ya'kulu ta'am wa yamshi fil aswaq. When they used to see the prophets in the marketplaces, maybe eating there or conducting some of the affairs there, then they would say, what's wrong with this prophet? How can he come to the marketplaces? He's eating there, he's drinking there like what normal people would do. According to Shariat, if there's a need for a person to go to the marketplaces, he may well do so. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh, in this tarjumatul bab, in this topic, in this subject matter, he wishes to clarify that point. And so he says, babu shiral imam الْحَوَائِجِ بِنَفْسِ. The second topic for today refers to a very fundamental issue of Islamic finance, business and economics. If a person wishes to sell an item to someone, the seller must be in a position to deliver that item to the purchaser. And the purchaser, he must be in a position to take possession of that item. And the whole idea is to transfer risk of that item. Before the item was sold, it belonged to the seller. The risk of that item was in the risk of the seller. If that item have to get lost or it happened to get damaged, that will be at the loss of the seller. But once the person sold that item, he hands it over to the purchaser, and now there's a transfer of risk from the seller to the purchaser. The issue is, what constitutes possession? The purchaser must take possession of the item, but what is the definition of possession? What constitutes possession? And is there a difference between movable items and immovable items? Is there a difference in taking possession of a movable item? And is there a difference in taking possession of an immovable item? Take, for example, I drove my Toyota to Johannesburg. I met you in Johannesburg and I sold you my motor vehicle in Johannesburg. We concluded a deal. I sold you the car for 50,000 rands. But I need to drive the car back to Durban. You are the owner of the car because I sold it to you. Is it permissible for me now to drive that car to Durban? And if it is not permissible, what is the way to make it permissible? Another common practice is people sell their properties, their homes, sometimes with the furniture, at times without the furniture. It's a common practice where people will sell their homes without the furniture. They will reserve the furniture for themselves. And they would hand over the key of the property to the purchaser. Whereas the furniture of the seller is inside the house that he has been sold. Is that a complete possession? And does the purchaser have complete ownership of the house? It is also a common practice at times, a father owns a property. He would want to give the property over to his son, transfer the property over to his son, but at the same time he resides in the very same property with his furniture. Now when you give somebody an item as a gift, the person takes possession of the item. But here the father, the gifter, he himself stays inside that house. Would that be regarded to be complete possession or not? It's also a common practice, a person owns a property. And he has long-term tenants in that property. For example, there's a tenant there that has a 10-year lease. After 5 years, the owner of the property wishes to sell this property to someone else. When you sell a property to someone, the purchaser must be able to take possession. But here, the person leases the property to someone, the tenant. Now, how is the purchaser of the property going to have control over the property, whereas the property has been leased to someone? And lastly, is it necessary when you sell a property to someone, is it necessary for legal ownership and Sharia ownership for him to document it, to register the property in the name of the purchaser? It's a common practice. Many people buy properties. And for tax evasion purposes, they will put the property on somebody else's name. And in terms of law, you would call that ostensible ownership. What is the Sharia position of ostensible ownership, where you have purchased the property, it does belong to you, but you put it on somebody else's name to avoid tax evasion purposes and so forth? Coming back to our first topic, امام بخاری رحمت اللہ علیہ سیز باب شر الامام الحوائج بنفسی. The imam purchasing his needs by himself. From this, we understand Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi of the opinion that people that command respect, integrity, leaders, it is permissible for them to go to marketplaces and conduct their business affairs by themselves. وَقَالَ إِبْنُ عُمَرْ اِشْتَرَى النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ جَمَلًا مِّنْ عُمَرْ. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, on one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, he purchased a camel from Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, this is general, it is possible that maybe Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to a marketplace to purchase that item, to purchase the camel. And that shows when the Nabi of Allah could go to a marketplace and conduct the affairs, then it is permissible for everyone else. Washtara ibn Umar binafsihi. And Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he himself also went to the marketplaces to conduct his business affairs. In fact, in the books of hadith, it is mentioned, one person by the name of Abu Tufail, he said, one day, I joined Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala to go to a market, to the marketplaces, to the bazaar. He noticed Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he would meet so many business people, people conducting their business, he would just go to them and he would make salam to them. He wouldn't buy anything. So on another occasion, Abu Tufail said, Abdullah ibn Umar came to my house and he told me, join me to the market, to the bazaar. So I told to him, what do you want me, what do you do in the marketplace? You don't do anything, you don't buy anything, why do you go there? So Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala mentioned, I only go to marketplaces so that I could make salam to the people and I would get the reward for making salam to the people. وَقَالَ عَبْدُ الرَّحْمَنِ ibn Abi Bakr, جَاءَ مُشْرِكٌ بِغَنَمٍ. Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Bakr says, on one occasion, there was a mushrik, he brought goat or he brought sheep. فَاشْتَرَى النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ مِنْهُ شَاتًا. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa bought the goat or sheep from a mushrik. Again, this shows that Nabi sallallahu alayhi himself purchased. It shows it is permissible to go to a marketplace and for a person to conduct his affairs. وَاشْتَرَى مِنْ جَابِرْ بَعِيرًا. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam purchased a camel from Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi then presents a hadith. An Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, ishtara Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam min Yahudiyin ta'aman binasi'atin wa rahanahu dir'ahu. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion, he purchased from a Jew grains. He bought it on credit. This was to provide maintenance and food for his family, for his dependents, for his wives. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not have money. He bought it on credit and he pawned his armor in exchange of that credit. From these incidents, we understand that it is perfectly permissible for a person to go to the marketplaces and conduct his affairs, business affairs. Yes, of course, we understand that the marketplaces have evil, vice, sin in those places. You go there to fulfill your need and you come out from there. You don't go there just to pass your time because you can get immersed in guna and in sins there. There's an incident mentioned about Mufti Azizur Rahman Saab Deobandi. He was the first Mufti of Deoband. Person of great caliber, very, very knowledgeable. Obviously, being the first Mufti of Deoband, he would command a great amount of respect, integrity and honor. So he would go to the shopping places in the bazaars of Deoband to buy his personal needs. But before going there, he would go to the widows in his locality in the area. He would tell to them that I'm going to a bazaar, I'm going to buy my personal item, going to do shopping. Is there anything that you all want? So he had quite a few widows. He would, a woman, elderly woman, he would go to every one of them. Is there anything that you want to buy? Is there anything you want to buy? Is there anything you want to buy? All these women, they would wait for Mufti Aziz Saab to make an offer to them and they would have their offer, they would have the orders ready. Buy this for me, buy that for me. Somebody would want to buy vegetables, somebody would buy flour, somebody would want to buy rice. Mufti Aziz Saab would go to a marketplace, buy everything for this woman, carry it all by himself and come and give it to the woman. After giving it to a woman, maybe a woman would say, but I think you bought the wrong item. So, can you please go and return the item and buy the right item? Now from this we understand the humbleness, the humility of our akabirin as well. If there's a need to go to a marketplace, you go there, you conduct your affairs, but you fulfill the adab, the etiquettes of the marketplaces. The next topic, Babu Shirat Dawab wal Hamir, wa idha ashtara dabbatan aw jamalan wa huwa alayhi hal yakunu dhalika qabzan qabla an yanzil. And this is the second topic we're talking about. Is it permissible for a person when he buy the item, he take possession, and what is the concept of the possession? And I enumerated about 7 to 8 points on various angles and dimensions of possession. Inshallah, we'll continue in our next lesson. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to practice on this and to implement it in our lives. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.